My name is Dr. Kate Webb, and I'm currently a clinical research fellow working at the ARUK Centre for Adolescent Rheumatology in London, which is associated with the University College London. I'm originally from Cape Town, and I trained at Red Cross Children's Hospital as a paediatrician and a paediatric rheumatologist, and I did most of my basic lab immunology training at the UCT Division of Immunology, which was really helpful before going. So at the moment I'm working on a disease called juvenile systemic lupus erythematosus, which is a disease that is really poorly studied and quite ill-defined. It's known as the great mimicker. It looks like many kinds of different diseases, and it's difficult to diagnose. And the thing with lupus is nobody really knows what causes it. We can't cure it. And in every patient it looks different. So we really can't tell a young person who's diagnosed with lupus what their disease will look like, what treatment they'll need, and whether it will ever get better or not. So it's quite a devastating diagnosis for young people. And the thing with lupus that's really interesting is that it discriminates. So it discriminates against females. It's got a much higher prevalence in women, especially after puberty. And it discriminates against race. We know that it's much more common in non-white populations, and paradoxically, it's been studied the most in white populations. So it's really a disease that has these many different faces. The other thing that we know is that lupus discriminates on age. So young people who get lupus get it less commonly, but when they get it much more severe than adults and have almost double the mortality. So it's a disease that we really need to look into and find out what's behind it and what causes it. So what I'm looking at really is trying to exploit those differences in sex prevalence of lupus. And lupus basically looks like a viral infection without the virus. So we know from transcriptomic data that it has a strong interferon alpha signature. And this was really surprising because the pathogenesis of lupus was thought to be antibody mediated. In lupus we have antibodies to nuclear material, and the surprising twist with the innate immune system and interferon alpha and type 1 interferon specifically occurred in about the mid-2000s. What we also know is that interferon behaves differently between males and females. So TLR7-induced interferon alpha production is higher in females than it is in males. And these data, is what made me think that this would be a good pathway to look at to find out why females get more lupus than males do after puberty. What we've looked at so far and managed to discover is that healthy females actually, in children and in young people, produce more interferon alpha after TLR7 stimulation after puberty, but not before. And this is the first time that this has been shown, this pubertal variation in interferon alpha production. This isn't the case for TLR9-induced interferon alpha production, but specific to TLR7, which is interesting because TLR7 seems to play a really important role in lupus. It's coded on the X chromosome, and it may contribute to why there's this sexual dimorphism in the lupus pathogenesis. So we're really looking at a field that hasn't been explored before in terms of adolescent immunology and the changes that happen over the immune system. So we've had to get a lot of our data from healthy controls first to see what's normal and what's related to either chromosome dose or estrogen dose before we can apply it to a disease like lupus. The other really exciting pathway that I've used is children and young people who either have Turner's syndrome, which is only one X chromosome, or gender dysphoria. So these are transgender children who either switched from females to males or males to females. So they're a really great model, human model of healthy people where we can look at the difference in chromosome dose or the difference in hormonal environment among sexes. So it's really exciting, and hopefully we'll be able to contribute a better understanding of how lupus works and hopefully look into new treatment pathways that we could exploit in the future, because lupus is a disease that we really don't treat well enough, and we have no cure currently.